Maseches Chulin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah here is going to talk about various means of incorrectly slaughtering the animal. The first one is derasa, or pressing, where the knife is pressed down almost in a chopping motion rather than using a slicing motion where the knife is drawn without exerting a tremendous amount of pressure against the neck. So if derasa is used, if pressure, pressing, or chopping the knife is used, it's going to pass to the shechita. So the Mishnah says, Hittes esaraish bevas achas. If he severs the head in an instant, in a single motion, and here we're talking about a chopping motion, and the Mefarshim explain also, it doesn't necessarily have to sever the head completely. As long as the simanim were severed with this motion, psula, it is puzzle, it's not valid. Hayashoychet, if he was slaughtering, and he was doing the proper motion, the Hittes esaraish bevas achas, and he severed the head in a single stroke. So he's, you know, in a single instant, he pulls the knife or he thrusts the knife and that severs the head. We're going to say, im yesh basakin mlei tzavar, if there is in the length of the knife, the width of the neck, shera, it is going to be kosher. Meaning if the knife is long enough, it will be kosher because we assume there's enough blade there to do this properly. Now, this exact measurement is not the width of the neck, but it's actually two times the width of the neck. And when we say yesh basakin mlei tzavar, we mean when you hold the knife against the throat of the animal, there is still that much blade extending beyond the throat. So this mlei tzavar extending beyond the throat of the animal when you hold the knife against it. So essentially the knife is as long as two throats of this animal are wide. So such a knife will be deemed long enough to sever a head using a proper motion. What if it was two animals, like we said you could do in the previous Mishnah, and he's using one knife on two animals in a single stroke, either with a thrust or a draw of the knife? So again, if the knife is too small to have done it with just a slicing motion, then we assume derasa was involved and it's going to be possible. But im yesh basakin mlei tzavar echad ksheira, if when you hold this knife against the throats of the two animals, there's still the width of one animal extending beyond the necks of this animal in the blade of the knife. So the blade of the knife is at least the width of three necks of these animals. Ksheira, it is going to be kosher. But what are we talking about? Bizman shahilich v'lehevi. When he thrusts the knife, but he does not draw it, ayhevi v'lehilich. Or he draws the knife, but he does not thrust it. So it's in a single stroke of the knife. Aval im hoilech vehevi, but if he goes back and forth, he thrusts and he draws, so there is a sawing or back and forth motion being used, afil kolshu, even the slightest amount of reversal of the motion of the stroke, afil the ismail, so then even if you're using the smallest blade, and ismail is a scalpel, ksheira is going to be kosher. Nafla sakin v'shachata. So now we're talking about a different problem. If the knife falls of its own power and it happens to hit the neck of the animal and it slaughters the animal, and afal pi shachata kadarka, even though the motion of the knife and the way the animal's neck was cut is in the normal permitted way, so everything was okay except there was no human power behind it, psula, it is puzzle. Why? Shenemar, because it says v'zavachta v'yachalta. And you will slaughter and you will eat. Masha'ata zeveach, that which you slaughter, not gravity or whatever else is powering the knife slaughters, ata eichel, you may eat. But if there's some other power involved, that is not a kasher shechita. Next, we're going to talk about shehiya, pausing during the act of shechita, which can also invalidate shechita. Nafla hasakin v'higbia. If in the middle of shechita he drops the knife and he picks it up and he pauses during that, or naflu chela v'higbian, or in the middle of shechita, his clothing falls and he picks them up and he pauses to do that. Hishchiz es hasakin, if he sharpens the knife, ve'af, and he grows tired, uvachaveri v'shachat, and his colleague comes and finishes the shechita. So there are different interpretations of what this is. Some say this is a single case. Before the shechita, he's sharpening the knife, and the sharpening of the knife wears him out. And so in the middle of the shechita, because of that fatigue, he gets tired and he can't finish the shechita, uvachaveri v'shachat, and so his colleague comes and takes over for him and completes the shechita. A different interpretation is that actually this is two different cases. Hishchiz asasakan means in middle of the shechita, in middle of the shechita, somehow he sharpens the knife, or the uf, or he grows tired in the middle of shechita, completely different case, uvachaber v'shacha, and so his friend comes in and takes over. So in both of those cases, or in all of these cases where he paused, imshah kidei shechita, if he paused long enough to complete an act of shechita, psula, it is going to be pasul. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Rabbi Shimon says he has a different measure for how long the pause needs to be to render the Shechita Pasul. He says, Im Shaha Kedei Biker, if he pauses long enough to check. Now, to check what? Some of Farshim explained that this is to check the knife, as is done before the Shechita. The Sheikh is supposed to check the knife to make sure it's free of nicks or any other issues with it. Others interpret this as referring to the Biker of the organs of the animal after the Shechita to make sure that there's no defects in the animal. Mishnah Dalet. Shachat es HaVeshet. Ufasak es hagargeres. If he sliced the esophagus, the veshet, properly, using a proper motion, ufasak es hagargeres, and he severs the trachea, but he uses an improper motion, either a tearing motion or something else that's improper, it's not a valid act of shechita, or shachat es hagargeres, he slices the trachea properly, ufasak es haveshet, and he severs the esophagus using an improper tearing action or other improper action, or he just cuts one of them properly, the himtin la at shemesa, and then he stands back and he waits for the animal to die. Or another issue, shehechelet es hasakin tachas hasheni. He severed the first organ properly. He severed either the esophagus or the trachea using the proper motion, but he inserts, he thrusts inside, he stabs inside the tissues of the neck, the knife, underneath or behind the second organ, ufsakai, and he severs it that way. So even though the cutting action used to sever the organ, whether it's the esophagus or the trachea, makes no difference, it used a proper slicing motion. It wasn't chopped, it wasn't torn, but the problem is one of chalada, that is, hiding or burying or burrowing in with the knife. The knife was stabbed inside instead of cutting from the outside. So for all of these cases of the Mishnah, we say the Shechita is possible, the animal is not ready to be eaten. And now Rabbi Yesheva says not only that, nevela, it is a nevela. It is as if the animal died of natural causes. Rabbi Akiva though says, trefa, it is a trefa, it's as if the animal died due to some trauma, some external trauma, whether it was attacked by another animal or something else. And the effect of this is, a nevela imparts tumas nevela, a trefa does not impart such tumma. Now, Rabbi Yesheva gives his reasoning. Klal amar Rabbi Yesheva, mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yesheva gave a rule in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Kol shenifsla b'shchitasa nevela. Anything that is invalid for consumption, it's not kosher to be eaten due to its shchita. Its shchita was done improperly. That is classified as a nevela, just like any other animal that had a defect from which it would have died. Kol sheshchitasa karoi, but anything where the slaughtering was done properly, so it was killed properly, v'davar achar garmla lipasal, but something else caused it not to be valid, to be eaten, trefa, that would be considered a trefa, like any other animal that died of external trauma. V'hoida loy Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva was minded to him on this.